ideas and new technology are causing seismic shifts in the media industry. Where are we headed? What does it mean? Keep listening. Media strategist Gabriella Mirabelli talks with the brightest minds in entertainment and business. Meet the innovators, the risk takers, and the disruptors on the front lines of change from Hollywood, Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and beyond. The future is coming to a screen near you. Are you ready? This is the Up Next podcast with Gabriella Mirabelli.
Welcome to Up Next. I'm your host, Gabriella Mirabelli. Winter holidays account for the lion's share of consumer spending, and 2019 was the first holiday season that passed the $1 trillion mark in retail sales. Brick and mortar revenue comprised $869.4 billion of that total season's revenue. But what about 2020? With COVID, things have gone almost entirely online, overnight. What are consumers planning for the holidays, and what does that mean for brands? YPulse, the leading authority on Gen Z and millennial opinions and behaviors, has just released a new trend report on how young consumers are thinking about their holiday shopping. Mary Lee Bliss, YPulse's VP of Content, who oversees all of YPulse's syndicated products, which includes newsletters, insight articles, and over 60 annual reports and ongoing surveys, is our guest today. She's here to discuss what YPulse's research can tell us. Mary Lee, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really looking forward to digging into the detail of YPulse's latest survey results. But first, can you give us a quick overview of the methodology, number of people surveyed for this particular study?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. YPulse is constantly interviewing young consumers, Gen Z and millennials. We survey 13 to 39-year-olds in the U.S. For our behavioral and trend surveys, we're fielding three surveys a month, and each of those is looking at 1,000 young consumers in the U.S., and it's nationally representative, so all balanced according to census data in this age group. And yeah, we're just nonstop looking at the data and telling stories to brands trying to interpret young consumers' behavior and help them to reach next generation consumers.
And so when we're talking about percentages, what level of margin of error are we looking at?
So for our surveys, we're looking at a 3% margin of error. So we're looking at stats that are very close to what young consumers are feeling right now.
Fantastic. So useful, because then when we look at those percentages, we really know how vis-a-vis one another, how important and relevant they are. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
In our previous conversation about retail, we talked about how COVID-19 had forcefully accelerated the trend from in real life shopping to e-commerce and pushing things almost overnight online. And last year, brick and mortar purchases still accounted for the majority of purchases. What are young consumers' plans for 2020?
Well, when we're looking at holiday shopping, we see a continuation of what has happened the rest of the year, which is a huge shift into e-commerce. And that's not a surprise. For young consumers, there's still a lot of concern around safety, and the majority are not comfortable going into stores this year because of COVID-19. In fact, 57% agree that they will not be comfortable holiday shopping in stores. Because of that, we see that over half tell us that they will be doing all their holiday shopping online and won't set foot in any stores. And, you know, they're far more likely to be doing most of their holiday shopping online, 53%, than in-store, 14%.
Did you do a similar holiday survey last year? And is this does this show a change from that same, from the same cohort of consumers and their behavior?
You know, it's something that we've seen consistently. We do the survey every year, a holiday shopping survey before and after the holiday shopping, to see, you know, plans and expectations and then what they actually followed through on. So yes, we're comparing all of the data from this survey for 2020 with years previous. You know, young consumers have been fueling online shopping, as we know, and have been for some time. So when we look at their behavior in years previous, they were already beginning to do the bulk of their shopping online. But this year, of course, that's going to be intensified. And the feelings around shopping in store are very different this year. Those feelings of not being comfortable in store. It's not just about convenience, the online shopping in 2020. It's about their safety. So that's going to create new reliances and, you know, new dependencies on online shopping.
I know that different states have different rules around opening up. Are you seeing any geographical differences in attitudes around in-person shopping?
That's a really interesting question. We do look at geographical differences. So when we look specifically at Black Friday, which we ask a slew of questions about, there are geographical differences. That said, you know, the majority of young consumers overall are feeling that they will only shop online for Black Friday this year. When we look at specific regions, they are most likely to be feeling this way in the Northeast. 71% say that they will only shop online for Black Friday in the Northeast. The South is the next highest at 68%, and then the West at 65%, least likely to be feeling this way in the Midwest at 53%. But then again, you know, that still is the majority, over half. So, you know, when we look at these regional differences, what we often see are gradations. We don't often see a one region really sticking out as completely the opposite of the others.
Right. How popular are click and collect programs? And would they influence if people plan to at least swing by a brick and mortar location?
Yeah, we predict that click and collect will absolutely be a big part of shopping for this holiday season. You know, stores have been ramping up their click and collect services through this year very wisely. It's been huge for big retailers like Walmart, like Target. And over half of young consumers tell us that they plan to use click and collect shopping services to stay out of stores. So, you know, it's a workaround to have the availability of the products that in-store shopping provides, but not having to actually go in.
Right, right. Last year, a survey from a different unnamed company of consumer spending indicated that people were spending on experiences, gifts, and non-gifts, sort of like gift cards, in that order, that experiences was the number one area that they were seeing gifts. What kind of gifts are young consumers thinking about giving this year?
Yeah, we see some significant differences. So in 2019, actually the top category that they plan to buy as holiday gifts was clothing. And we see that again this year, but we see some major differences in other areas. So last year, 20% planned to give gifts as experiences. This year, that's down to 12%. Mm-hmm. We also see drops in the number who plan to give food and beverages, you know, probably, you know, gift certificates to restaurants, or, you know, even food and beverages. There's some safety issues around that, right? But big increases in the number that plan to give money and gift cards. You know, I think young consumers are super cognizant that some people are struggling and want to be able to have, you know, the gift card to spend however they might want. And then also big increases in the number who plan to give games and toys. As we've seen young consumers, you know, hunkered down at home, this huge focus on at-home entertainment, and the game industry has, you know, seen a huge boom during quarantine times. And they're looking like they're set up to have a really good holiday season.
Well, it's interesting. In previous conversations, when we're talking about home, we've talked about self-care and people spending in ways that support them emotionally, physically, psychologically. So obviously those games and toys hit an entertainment slice. Are you also seeing an uptick in consumer purchase intentions around some of these self-care items?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting with beauty and personal care. It's about even in terms of what young consumers overall plan to give. But when we look at parents, millennial parents in particular, there is an uptick in the number who plan to give beauty and personal care items. But, you know, we also ask what's on their holiday wish lists. We can say that it's been very consistent for young consumers to have money and gift cards at the top of that. For a long time, millennials and Gen Z have wanted the ability to be able to choose their own gifts. But, you know, this year we see money still very, very popular, gift cards as well. Clothing is number two. So, you know, clothing retailers have, you know, had a hard year. Certainly, with some areas booming, but many not. But, you know, we do see a demand for clothes in terms of wish being a wish list item for young consumers and being high on the list of what they plan to give, which is a really positive sign.
Right. last year, shopping started in October, but really got moving around the end of November. Is that consistent with what people are planning this year?
So young consumers are planning to start holiday shopping earlier than they did last year. Many of them, around a third, tell us that they will be, you know, starting that shopping earlier. And a lot of retailers are encouraging this behavior. So, you know, we see the new announcement of the 10-10-20 shopping holiday that's being put together by a group of retailers, including Shopkick and some other big name. Ulta Beauty is a part of it, to try to encourage this early shopping. Because with this huge shift to e-commerce, you know, retailers are really looking at a holiday season unlike any they faced before. In terms of supply chains and shipping, shipping is, you know, really looking to be an obstacle. And so we see, you know, brands encouraging early shopping. Brands like Target saying that they're releasing their holiday deals far earlier to help young consumers, all consumers, have a safer holiday. And then really, you know, hugely, Amazon Prime Day is going to be in early October this year. So we have these sequence of events of October shopping. So while young consumers, you know, a third of them plan to start shopping earlier this year, and we see that, you know, November for them, half plan to start in November compared to 25% who plan to shop in October. With all these retail events, you know, encouraging the shopping behavior earlier, we could see those plans actually be a little bit different when they are confronted with discounts and deals earlier than they usually are.
But even so, I was interested. It's interesting you should say supply chain issues, because I've seen supply chain issues around basic things, you know, sure. Just, you know, having access to basic things in shops and stores, and it feels really uneven. I don't know if that has something to do with manufacturing in China or other locations, but how should brands be thinking about logistics? Is it purely just get the deals out early, encourage early shopping, or are there any other things that they should be aware of thinking about?
I mean, getting deals out early is a huge part of a lot of retailers' plans, and young consumers are thinking about those shipping issues as well. We see that many say they plan to start shopping earlier because of shipping problems. But we also see that young consumers really want brands to take their safety seriously. So when we look at events like Black Friday, young consumers do not want brands to encourage that in-store shopping that they usually do. And, you know, we've seen a lot of brands that are changing their messaging this year. Well, we do see that half of young consumers plan to shop on Black Friday. And, you know, many say they plan to spend more or the same as last year. The majority do. At the same time, they tell us that they would, you know, like brands to combine Black Friday and Cyber Monday to be all online, you know, really not encourage in-store shopping. The majority of them say that brands should not be encouraging in-store shopping because it's dangerous. You know, we really do see this kind of different attitude around holiday shopping events like that. And, a cognizance that they want brands to take their safety seriously.
Right. That's interesting. It does also harks back a little bit to brands living their values, and that this is one, you know, about behaving well and recognizing the risks of pandemic and structuring their things so that they recognize and support healthy shopping. With the unemployment numbers being what they are, I want to dive in a little bit deeper into young consumers' spending plans. Now, you said they were still planning on spending the same amount. What were they?
So among those who plan to shop, the majority plan to spend about the same as last year or more than last year. You know, there are certainly a fair amount who say they plan to spend less than last year, a little bit more than a third. And budgets are a concern, you know, especially for younger consumers, the Gen Z and younger millennials who, you know, many had those those at-risk jobs that, you know, have been furloughed and have tighter budgets. We absolutely see that budgets are a concern. But the desire to spend is still absolutely there. You know, they're looking forward to the holidays. Young consumers are looking for a bright spot. they want something to celebrate. So we do see them looking for solutions like...
Well, I was curious, if the government provides another stimulus payment, are consumers liable to turn around and pump that back into the economy?
We asked specifically about that. And, you know, when they're looking for those solutions, that is one of the things that could be a little bit of a holiday shopping savior. When we asked them about if, you know, if they were to get a stimulus and what they would do with it, the first time around, many young consumers spent their stimulus checks on pretty practical things, you know, rent and bills. But this year we asked them specifically about using it to holiday shop, and 63% of young consumers agreed that if a second stimulus check is authorized, they would use it towards holiday shopping. So, you know, again, really
Brands get lobbying.
Yeah. Very clear indications, though, that the desire to spend is there. They're looking for those solutions.
Right. So where, that is, which stores or sites are they planning to go to for this spending?
Yeah, this is something really interesting that I found almost surprising. So Amazon has dominated holiday shopping in our surveys for years, you know, coming in by far as the top place they planned to spend and ended up spending in 2019. When we look at their plans this year, we see an interesting difference. Walmart is actually at the top of the list of retailers that they plan to buy from. And what I think we've seen this year is a real shift in, you know, big box stores pivoting to focus on e-commerce and actually becoming competitive with Amazon in terms of, you know, how much they have available and how seamless their online shopping experiences are. So actually Walmart, Amazon, Target, those are the top three retailers they're planning to buy holiday gifts from. But Amazon actually, you know, might see some competition this year.
So is that the ranking? So it's Walmart, then Amazon, then Target.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And what about how are people feeling about local businesses?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. During all of COVID, we've seen a real desire among young consumers to support local. And we see that continuing into the holiday season. 70% tell us that they'll be making more of an effort to support local businesses this holiday. Of course, that's going to be a little more difficult because, again, they don't want to shop in stores. Mm-hmm. So any time that that can be online is going to be better. And we actually see efforts from other retailers. I believe Amazon actually has a local business highlight effort this holiday season where they're, you know, showcasing some local purveyors. And I think any brand that really highlights and showcases local businesses on their platform is going to get a little bit of that positive halo for doing so, because young consumers do want to support local businesses. They just need to have the, you know, the systems, the e-commerce systems in order to do so safely.
So this is sort of take note, American Express, and that they support small businesses and local businesses in ways that they can help facilitate that would be so important.
Absolutely.
In psychology, we sometimes see a cycle of stress spending where people spend in order to reduce stress because the act of shopping provides a sense of momentary control for the purchaser.
Sure.
Something lay people think of as retail therapy. Do you think that we can expect to see a lot of that, you know, people may plan that their budget and obviously you said some are planning around the same, but could we see, more excessive spending, and then what areas might benefit children's mm-hmm. goods, adult luxury items? What is the commentary around luxury?
I mean, luxury always struggles among young consumers, and we see a lot of luxury brands, you know, kind of repositioning themselves. Gucci coming out with a resale shop in partnership with another brand, The RealReal, in order to kind of reach this younger demographic. demographic. But I do think, you know, that emotion around wanting to spend to relieve stress, but also to make up for a hard year is absolutely going to be there. I think this is going to be a really emotional holiday, and they're going to be making up for a hard year, but also, you know, I think many will be trying to make up for things that they might not be able to do, you know, some of their holiday plans being canceled. We see, you know, over half think that their Thanksgiving plans will be changed or canceled because of COVID-19. We'll be asking about holiday plans next and, you know, expect to see a similar pattern. Among millennial parents, I think the guilt and stress is even higher. And certainly among millennial parents, we see very clear indications that they will want to spend whatever they can to make their children happy this year. When we ask specifically what they're planning to buy, the answer, anything they want, was actually in the top 10.
And anything they want.
Yeah. 71% of millennial parents tell us that they will want to buy their kids anything that they want for the holidays to make up for a hard year.
So, it's like, shh, don't tell the kids, my God.
I know. Last year we saw, you know, small and pretty affordable toys being some of the more popular items for gifting for kids. You know, surprise dolls and you know, kind of those easy grab items were incredibly popular. But this year we see indications that parents might be buying more expensive toys and games. To keep them entertained, but also because they're trying to make up for things.
Right. Well, this year has certainly been one of uncertainty and upheaval. I mean, 2020 is a disaster meme, really. Mm-hmm. And so people are looking forward to the holiday. They want to actively embrace the holiday. Have you seen any uptick in decorative home items, things like that? You know, the making of more of something, you know, just more decoration, more internal celebration.
Absolutely. Well, we already are seeing that that has been the case for Halloween. You know, we see these kind of over the top Halloween decorations going viral and selling out. You know, there's a 12 foot skeleton, I believe, from maybe Home Depot that is totally sold out and everywhere online. And I think this is, you know, the indications that holiday decorating is going to be so big this year are all over the place. You know, it's already happening for other holidays, and we see very clearly that young consumers are so looking forward to celebrating the holidays. 70% agree that that is true, and that they're actually, you know, hoping to start celebrating the holidays earlier than usual to have something positive to focus on. Hmm. You know, a lot of events and parties that they usually would have done outside the home are maybe not going to be possible, and so decorating the home to, you know, spark joy and right. and bring, you know, a literal bright spot with decorations, I think that will be, you know, really huge this year.
Great. Is there anything else that you think really called out to you from the data that you want to share with brands or something that they should keep in mind?
I think, you know, being open to starting all of these conversations earlier and really being open to stating that, you know, you want to keep people safe and keep things online because of that. And being open about the potential issues of why they might want to start shopping earlier are all things that they're open to because they want to be taken care of and they want to shop from brands who are considerate of their safety. But also I think, you know, really being aware that they're looking for those bright moments. They're looking for something to celebrate. And the desire and craving for that is so intense. The emotion around holiday shopping is going to be really big. So, you know, really highlighting the joy of the season, you know, obviously is done every year. But I think in 2020, it will have a different kind of importance.
Right. So certainly around messaging, tapping into that emotion and showing how you meet that need, that emotional need in the consumer would be a good idea for brands. So again, this has been great. And I think everybody is going to find this information so valuable. Looking ahead, what's your next piece of research going to be on?
So we are going to be releasing a series of trend reports in the next few months. We have this month our transportation report, which is looking all at young consumers' relationships with their cars, but also transportation in general. We found some really interesting things in terms of the auto industry and their kind of assumptions about millennials that they've held for a long time, likely not being true, but also millennials' relationship with cars really shifting during this time. We're also looking at food and cooking and diet, you know, those shifts that have happened because of COVID. You know, when you're
lots staying, of bread making.
Yeah, a lot of bread making. Absolutely. And weird social media trends around food, you know, pancake cereal and White Claw slushies. But we also know that, you know, staying at home and, you know, the majority of young consumers still are quarantining, your daily routine is completely changed. So, you know, we're going to be looking at how that changed their diets and also what they're looking to get out of food right now, which, you know, likely is a lot of comfort.
Fascinating. Can't wait to get that information. As always, a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much. So great to talk to you.
We've reached the end of another episode of Up Next, and I'd like to close by thanking my production team at Up Next, my friend Rob Naughton, the voice artist who recorded our open, and of course, all of you, the members of our audience. Thank you. I'll be talking to you again next time right here on Up Next.